The subject that's on my heart tonight is the same word as this morning, but it's a completely different teaching than this morning. This morning we tried to look at the subject of thanksgiving, and that is looking at that word thanksgiving from the standpoint of us giving thanks to God, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to God, in the house of God, making known to the people of God the works of God, and giving thanks to God with our mouth. And that's taught repeatedly in the Word of God, that we should give thanks in that way. But there's another way that you can look at thanksgiving, and that is that instead of us just giving thanks with our mouth to God, that we are giving, it's us giving to others because we are thankful for what God has done for us. That would be thanksgiving. Giving to others because we are thankful for what God has done for us. Or it can be giving to God because we're thankful for what God has done for us. That would be thanksgiving. Giving to God or giving to others because we're thankful for what God has done for us. So that's the way that I would like for us to look at thanksgiving tonight. And that giving, giving to others or giving to God, because we're thankful to God, I think that really that is a higher plane of thanksgiving than giving thanks with our mouth. I think that it is right, it is good for us to give thanks with our mouth, to verbally praise God and give thanks to God. Thanksgiving with our mouth is right and good. And yet as we study the Word of God, we find that the Word of God teaches in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18, the Word of God says that we're not to love just in word or in tongue, but how are we to love? Not just to love in word or in tongue, but to love in deed and in truth. Now, the deeds would be doing things. So you can give thanks with your mouth, or you can give to others, and that be thanksgiving. Giving thanks to God by giving to other people as well as to God. I'd like to read now, all of you are familiar, I think, with the account in the Word of God of Hannah. Hannah was a wonderful saint of God, a woman of God that loved God and feared God and served God. And Hannah wanted, above anything else in this world, Hannah wanted a child. And she prayed fervently for God to give her a child. The Word of God in 1 Samuel chapter 1 tells all about Hannah and Hannah praying to God. And Eli the priest, as he observed Hannah praying, Eli wrongly accused her of being drunk. And she was praying fervently to God. She was beside herself in praying to God, asking God to give her a child. And then God granted that request, and she brought forth a child, and she was very thankful to God for God giving her a child. And that's what the Word of God says, is that God gave her a child, and then she manifested thanksgiving by doing what? By giving the child back to God. So that's thanksgiving. Now, did she have thanksgiving with her mouth to God? Did she praise God with her mouth? She did that. But she went far beyond that, not just to have thanksgiving with her mouth, but rather she took what God had given to her and she gave it or lent him or dedicated him back to God. And I think that that's a much higher plane and a more honorable thanksgiving than just thanking God with our mouth. Am I saying that we should not thank God with our mouths? No. The Word of God makes it plain we're to do that. But I believe that if I'm more thankful than just to thank God with my mouth, if I'm extremely thankful to God, I believe I'm going to be giving to God and giving to others, sharing the things that God has given to me. So we'll read now. I just want to read the last couple of three verses in 1 Samuel chapter 1. This is after Hannah has been given the child by God. The Word of God talks about her weaning the child. I want to read beginning in 1 Samuel chapter 1, beginning in verse 24. The Word of God says, and when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli, and she said, I want you to listen carefully to what Hannah said to Eli the priest. She said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath, what's the next word there? The Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there. That is, Samuel worshiped God. Who did Samuel grow up with after he was weaned? Where did Samuel grow up? He grew up with Eli the priest in the house of God. He actually lived in the house of God. All of you know how Hannah, every year she would come and she would visit with her son. And she would bring her son a new coat every year. But Samuel was a man of God, a great man of God, because he was given to God, just like God gave her, gave Hannah Samuel, then Hannah gave. Was that thanksgiving? I think that's the purest form of thanksgiving that we can have. Now, we're to give money and we're to give a lot of other things, but you know, when you read in the Word of God about anybody that gives their child to the Lord, isn't that as high as you can go? I think that when Hannah gave her child back to God, and the Word of God, that the word that is used here is Hannah lent him to the Lord, as long as he lived, she lent him to the Lord. That's the same thing as dedicating him to the Lord or giving him in service to God. God gave that son to Hannah. Hannah turned around and gave that son back to God. Can you think of anybody else in the Word of God that had that degree of thanksgiving to God, that they gave their son back to God after God had given the son to them? Abraham. God, just like Hannah wanted a child, Abraham and Sarah wanted a child, and they prayed fervently to God. And when God gave Abraham and Sarah their child, do you remember when God then called on Abraham to take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, take him up and offer him as a sacrifice to me on that mountain? Abraham did what God told him to do. He went up on that mountain intending to slay his son. Was he in the process of thanksgiving there on that mountain when he was giving his son? I think that he was. I think the highest form of thanksgiving we can ever have, and the purest form of thanksgiving, is to give our children to the Lord. Now, I hope that all of you will do that. I hope all of you understand what I'm talking about. I know and understand they belong to God already, and I understand that. I'm not talking about fundamentally giving them to the Lord. I'm not talking about you doing something to get them into heaven. But your children need to be committed to God. They need to be dedicated to God. Everything we have should be given to the Lord, in the sense that what the Word of God is talking about here, in the same sense that Hannah lent Samuel to the Lord and dedicated him to the Lord, we ought to dedicate everything we have to God. And that is thanksgiving. Not just with our mouth, but by the deeds of our lives, that we should give to God and give to others. You remember when the three wise men came to Jesus? Was thanksgiving going on right there when those three wise... We don't know how many wise men there were. We often say three wise men. They brought gifts. The Word of God says that when they came to Jesus, that they brought gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Now, the Bible doesn't say there were three wise men, but there are three gifts that are mentioned. There may have been many more wise men than that. But we know that they brought gifts. Were they thankful to see the Messiah? Were they thankful to see Jesus? Do you think they expressed with their mouth how thankful they were to God for the privilege of being able to see Jesus Christ and know He was the Messiah? They were thankful. I think they no doubt thanked God with their mouth. But they went beyond that and they gave gifts. And they gave valuable gifts. They gave the best they had, didn't they? They gave gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. There are some principles of thanksgiving I'm talking about giving to God and others. There are some principles of thanksgiving I think we need to remember. And one of the principles is that any time that we give, when we're giving thanks to God, by giving to God or giving to others, the first thing is we need to give the very best we have. Now, it may not be anything but a cup of cold water. Did you know that? That may be all you have, is a cup of cold water. If that's all you have and you give a cup of cold water, Jesus talks about giving even a cup of cold water in the name of a prophet. He says you'll receive a prophet's reward. You just give the best you have. That's all God requires of me or you. If I have more than you, God requires more of me than He does of you. To whom much is given, much is required. And I am to give according to what I have. I'm to give bountifully. According to what I have. I'm to give bountifully. I'm to give willingly. Is it important that I give and give bountifully? Am I to give grudgingly? Have you ever given grudgingly? Well, I'm going to have to be honest with you and tell you there's a few times that I've given, but it wasn't willingly. It wasn't because I was just thankful to God and glad to give something back to Him or give to other people. There have been times that I have given, but I did it grudgingly. And that's not the right spirit to give. We're entering a season of that we call Christmas. And I say we're entering it because we didn't even get to Thanksgiving before we're already into Christmas, aren't we? And Christmas has been very commercialized. And a lot of it's of the devil. The devil is doing everything he can to get God's children's minds away from Jesus Christ. Listen, brethren, you need to pray that God will help us to be examples to other people of what Christians are supposed to be.
That's
right. Giving out of a heart of gratitude and thanksgiving to God. I keep thinking about this, that here we are at Thanksgiving, and I've already tried to express the thought that's on my heart is that giving words with our mouth is one level of thanksgiving. But then giving of the things that we have is a higher level, giving to God and giving to others, giving those things to God or those people to God, that's a higher level. And I see then as a progression that in the season that we call Thanksgiving, that we should be concentrating on giving thanks to God with our mouths. But then as we go further in the calendar and we get into December and we have that season that we call Christmas and we give gifts, I think that if you will give gifts for the right purpose because you're thankful to God for His bountiful blessings in your life, if you're giving gifts for the right purpose, gift giving can be right and good. But if you're giving for any other reason than for what is right in the sight of God, it's to no avail as far as your service to God. And let me hasten to say this. It is wrong for you to go in debt to give. You listen carefully to what I'm saying. There are so many people that charge to credit cards and they get this greed and covetousness and everything else that leads to people using credit cards in an ungodly way. You know what it's actually doing? It's stealing. The Bible says, owe no man anything. And don't you go out this Christmas or any other time and just start charging so that you can buy your children a bunch of fancy gifts or buy other people and buy all the people you know a bunch of gifts. That's not what God would have you to do. He would have you give what you have. If all you can give is, I love you. If all you can give is write a letter saying, I love you. If all you can give, if that's the best you have, that's all God requires of you. And anybody that's worth their salt, they'll appreciate you giving whatever you have that you're able to give more than they'll appreciate you giving something you didn't have it to give anyway. I know you can take that and go in the wrong direction, but I hope you understand the principle behind what I'm saying, and that is don't you spend money you don't have. But do you see you can give in the season that we call Christmas and it be just here we are in November giving thanks with our mouth, thanksgiving like this, with our mouth giving thanks to God. But in December we can go to a higher level if we do it for the right purpose. Now let me say, there's some principles of giving. One, I've already said, you have to give the best you have. That's all you can give, is the best you have. The second principle of giving is that you don't give to be seen of men, but you give secretly. You give bountifully, you give secretly. Whatever you give, you remember how Jesus taught us in Matthew chapter 6, whatever you give, don't you give, when you give, you're to give not letting your left hand know what your right hand is doing. We're to give in secret, and our Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward us openly. You know, I'm so thankful. I don't know of anything that I've tried to get the church to do scripturally that this church hasn't followed. When I came here, did you know there were names on every pew in this building? Did you know that? There were names on every pew. There were names on the collection plates. There were names on almost everything around here. Now, was that giving? Was that giving? But was it giving to get a name on a plaque on a pew? Was it giving? And let me rephrase that. Was it giving secretly? Was it giving the way Jesus said to give? Wasn't giving secretly. And I thank God when I preached to the church about that, the first thing that the church did was said, okay, we'll take all these plaques off the pews. And they went down and took every plaque off the pew. And then guess what the problem was? If they'd been on there so long, it was a different color, and you had this little rectangle that was discoloration on the pew. And we wondered, what can we do? Well, all we did was just take all the pews that were on this side and move them to this side. And so the little plaque, do all of you remember? That was to me important, that the church not let people give to get recognition. Yeah. Give in secret. Whatever you're giving, you give in secret. And you give willingly. Those are three of the main principles of giving, is that you give the best you have, you give in secret, and you give willingly, not grudgingly, but give willingly. Can you have a good Christmas season that we will now call what? We're not going to call it, well, it's fine to call it Christmas. But what else can you call a true Christmas season? What else can you call that? Thanksgiving. Thank you, Brother David. You can call that Thanksgiving. It's a time when we're giving to God and giving to others because we're thankful for what God has done for us. We have Thanksgiving in November, where we thank God with our mouth. We have Thanksgiving in December, where we thank God by giving to other people. Now, go with me to Luke chapter 6. This is talking about giving bountifully, but I just want to read this verse of Scripture because I think it's important that we notice this. In Luke chapter 6, again, this is talking about one of the three principles of giving, that we're to give bountifully, we're to give in secret, and we're to give willingly. Look in your Bibles at Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. The Word of God here talks about giving. What do you think is the main thing that keeps us from giving? What? I think so. I think greed and covetous is the main reason we don't want to give. Or if we give, what do? We just kind of skim a little off the top. We don't really deep down and give, really make a sacrifice to give. We just give just a little bit, something that doesn't, it's not a real sacrifice to give. And it's greed and covetousness that often keeps us from giving that way. You know, I know some individuals. I know one individual that's one of the most giving people that I know. And he's given people a truck. He'll give them a car. He'll give them a computer. He'll give them anything. And did you know the man doesn't own a house? He doesn't own hardly anything in this world. But he'll give away a truck or give away. I've seen him do it. Or I know about him doing, giving away things like that. Now, that's pretty major sacrifice in giving, isn't it? I mean, if I didn't own a house, I'd say, well, let me sell this truck and let me get a down payment on a house. That's the way my old carnal mind would think. This man doesn't have a house, but he just give a car, give a truck, give other things away. Very giving person. You know why he gives so much? A, he's not covetous, he's not greedy. B, he is thankful to God for whatever he has. He's learned that all the possessions in this world, they're of no value whatsoever. What's most important is our fellowship with God. Do you think you can be a more thanksgiving person than what you are? Do you think you need to be a greater thanksgiving person than what you are? I pray that God will help me and help all of us to do that. Look at Luke chapter 6 and verse 38. The Word of God says, Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. How much a man sows, that's the amount he will reap. We give, if we give bountifully, we're going to receive bountifully. We're going to be giving or receiving according to the same measure that we give. If you're talking about receiving, if they said, okay, you bring a box down to the courthouse and we're going to give you all the meat you can put in that box, what size box are you going to carry to the courthouse?
A refrigerator?
Okay. A big refrigerator box, all right? Maybe a big 25 cubic foot freezer or something like that. On the other hand, if they said we want everybody to bring a box down to the courthouse to give to the needy, what size box would you carry full of meat to give to the needy? Say it again.
A shoebox.
That's right. We all understand something about human nature, don't we? We understand that when it comes to giving, we want to give just as little as we can to try to get some recognition from God and men. But when it comes to receiving, we want a lot of receiving, but we want very little giving. And Jesus makes this statement. He says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. If I can ever learn to be more like Christ, then whenever it comes to receiving, I want a shoebox. But when it comes to giving, I want to carry a refrigerator full. And you know what we're doing right now in the back in the annex? We're trying to give to needy families. This is Thanksgiving. It's a time to give to needy families. And all I want all of you to do is just think in your own heart. I don't want anybody to go back there and say, look how much I gave. But I do want all of you to just think in your own heart, soul, and mind, how much did you give? The amount you give, I believe, is directly connected with how thankful you are for what God has given to you. If you didn't give much, it's probably because you're not very thankful for what God has given to you. Or maybe you don't have much to give. Everybody understand that. If all you brought was a, you know, that widow that brought her two mites into the storehouse? That widow that brought her two mites into the storehouse, was that plenty as far as God was concerned? Did she give bountifully? Yes, she gave bountifully, because the Word of God says she gave all that she had. The Bible says she cast in more than they all, not as far as the monetary value, but as far as the sight of God was concerned. There was nothing wrong with what she gave. God was well pleased with what she gave, because she gave the best she had. And that's all God requires of every one of us. I hope that God will help all of us tonight to remember that it's important that we have thanksgiving with our mouth, where we thank God verbally, and we talk about how good God has been to us. But it is more important that we have thanksgiving, where we give to God and give to others, because we're thankful for what God has done for us. You remember in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus talks about, he says, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye what? What's the next word? Ye gave me meat. Now what would we give? Well, we might give a little bread, but give meat? I was an hungered, Jesus says, ye gave me meat. Do you see there's more in that than just giving bread or giving something small? I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. What happened to those people who were having thanksgiving and giving like they ought to give and giving for the right purpose and giving bountifully? What happened to them? They were blessed to enter into what?
The joy of the Lord.
And what about those who did not give? Those who were not part of thanksgiving? He says, cast them into that lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Do you remember that? Now, brethren, it's a serious thing. It's a serious thing to not have thanksgiving. Is it serious not to thank God with your mouth? Yes, it is.
is it also serious not to thank God by giving to other people? I pray that God will help us all tonight to leave here with a desire to really, really, really have thanksgiving. With our mouth? With our mouths? Yes, with our mouths. But let's proceed beyond that and give to other people and give to God, because we're thankful for what He's done for us, is my prayer, for Christ's sake.